弟兄姐妹们平安。
Peace to brothers and sisters.
从昨天开始，包括今天，收到一大堆人来信，都说新年快乐。
And starting from yesterday, I received a lot of messages celebrating the New Year.
但是如果我们不知道怎么过好今天，我们就不会过好明天。
But if we don't know how to live today well, how can we live tomorrow well?
如果我们不能够好好的过好今天，我们也不可能过好明年。
If we don't know how to live well today, how can we live out next year?
刚才唱的两首诗歌。
The two hymns we just sang.
里面都提到火焰。
It talk about the flame.
我真巴不得在今年的最后一天。
And on the last day of this year.
我们一方面带着感恩的心回头数算这一年主在我们身上的恩典。
In one way, with a thankful heart, we appreciate the grace this year.
同样的，我们也不希望今年的最后一天白白的过去。
Also, we don't want today be passed in vain.
至少向主求三个火。
At least ask from the Lord three kinds of fire.
第一个，让他圣洁的火烧掉我里面所有的悲情下品。
First, to ask for his holy fire burn away all my dross in base nature.
在我的里面，在我的生活中，还有任何不讨神喜悦、不肯顺服的地方。
If there's anything that is not pleasing to him in my life or within me,
让他圣洁的火在这里为我们烧掉。
We pray that his holy fire will burn them away.
第二个，我们求主把纯净的爱火烧在我们的心中。
And the second fire we want to ask from him is the pure love fire.
让我们愿意爱火重燃，好好把新的一年奉献给主。
Ask him to rekindle the love fire within me so I can live for him in the new year.
成为一个全心爱耶稣的人。
To become a renewed person who loves the Lord dearly.
第三个，我们求神把复兴的火赐下来。
And the thirdly, we ask for the fire.Of revival.
让我个人、我的家、我所在的教会都得到真实的复兴。
So I myself, my family and my church can be really revived.
今年二月份我想我们都知道在 Arkansas, I should be 一个 revival fire 烧起来。
And we know there is a great revival happened in Asbury,
我们看到年轻人起来爱主整夜的祷告，我们很感动。
We were so moved seeing young people got up and pray all night long.
但是怎么样子让神的火，让我们里面的火不但烧起来，能够持续的烧，而且越烧越旺，这是我们的挑战。
But the challenge is not only to have fire, but let it continue to burn.
所以我希望我们没有一个人是随便的让这一年过去啊。
So we don't let this new year pass by casually.
不光讲新年快乐，也要讲旧年快乐。
Not only to say happy new year, but still we are remaining in the old, this year we want to be make it worthwhile.
今天晚上快快乐乐的把今年有一个打结。就算你今年过得很糟，也要在主面前更新奉献。
And even though this year may be not so great for us, but tonight end it well before the Lord.
然后我这次讲的这个题目，光这个题目本身就让我里面觉得说不出来的澎湃跟兴奋。
I'm excited just by looking at the title of the message this morning.
怎么样来经历这个无比的基督
？How to experience this incomparable Christ？
我也希望你们不要白白听到。
And I don't want you to sit here just listen in vain.
所以我现在给你们一个 quiz， 一个小小的考试。
So now let's have a quiz.
不光要回答的正确，要回答的大声。
And not only you have to answer correctly, but also loudly.
我看哪一组最赢。
And see, which side does better.
三十岁以下的回答第一句话，三十岁到五十岁以上的回答第二句话，五十岁还六十岁以五十岁以上的回答第三句话。
Okay. The group one is 30-year-old and under.And the group two is 30 to 50. Group three is 50 and above.
三十岁以下的回答第一句话是什么
？So group one, what is the first sentence of this conference?
你们没有三十岁以下的。
Oh, he's raising his hand.
第一句话是什么？
他是说他是三十岁以下的。Oh, he raised his hand because he's under 30.
我这次讲三句话，要讲三句话。
The three messages for this conference, what was the first one?
看他太可怜了，四十岁以下的回答第一句话好了。
Come on, come on.
你们五十岁以上不能回答。
Only group one.
四十岁以下的。
40 years and under.
啊？Amen.
Enjoy the indwelling of Christ.
所以只有一个人回答。
Only one person made it.
那现在就只好四十岁到五十岁的回答第二句话。
Oh, group two, 40 to 50.
接受基督的替代。
Accept the substitution of Christ.
好，第三句话，咱们这个年龄的来。
The third one, live out the beauty of Christ.
哇，你们教会年纪这么大呀！
Wow, the average age of this church is pretty big.
加油啊
！Fight on.
啊，第三句话是三楼啊。
The third message is like the third floor of the building for the conference.
昨天讲这三句话，不光享受基督的内住。
Yesterday we talked about not only to enjoy the indwelling of Christ.
我们的标杆是要个人、家庭、教会活出基督的荣美。
And more importantly, individually, our home and our church need to live up.And live out the beauty of Christ.
那个关键的经历在于你必须经过二楼才能达到三楼。
And the key point is you have to go to the second floor for you to reach the third floor.
就是接受基督的替代。
Which is to accept the substitution of Christ.
啊，我很喜欢一个弟兄举的比喻，他说我们人受造是为了神的荣耀。
I like an example used by a brother. He said the creation of man is to...Glorify God.
就像一个电灯泡的受造，是为了要盛装电流，能够发光。
Just like a light bulb, the purpose to receive electricity so it can shine.
而我们基督徒受造，以赛亚书43:7讲到是为了他的荣耀而被造的。
Isaiah 43:7 says that we are made for His glory.
所以我们为的是受造，是为了盛装基督，以至于我们能够彰显基督。
We are created so that we can receive Christ.And manifest Christ.
所以一个基督徒如果不是成为一个有光的基督徒，他其实就亏欠了他所蒙的恩。
Therefore, if a Christian doesn't shine, then he has come short of God's purpose.
那为了能够发光，我们一定需要更多的来经历基督，得着基督。
In order to shine for Christ, we need to experience and gain Christ more.
所以昨天晚上的信息，我明明说我不能讲那么长，后要又讲那么长，因为它实在很重要。
And last night, I spent a lot of time explaining to you, because it is important.
那这几乎是我们基督徒很容易忽略的一个关键的真理。
Yeah, this is a key truth, oftentimes ignored by Christians.
基督教花这么多的时间去解决问题，解决问题，解决问题。
We often spend so much time put out fire solving problems.
但是我们重点都在解决外面的问题。
Yeah, our focus always has been fixing problems.
我们真正需要解决的是生命里面的问题，跟神之间关系的问题。
Yeah, the root cause is that we need to solve our relationship with God.
所以你发现很多教会的，不光传道人，不光长老，不光执事，甚至小组长，都忙得不。
Therefore, you see, church leaders are extremely busy from the top to the bottom.
我们好像消防队的救火员一样，这家着火了，赶快去救火，还刚刚扑灭，另外一家警铃又响了。
We're just like firefighters. We keep on walking and running around to put out fires here and there.
所以当传道人、当长执、当教会的 leader， 其实也很辛苦。
Therefore, ministers, church leaders, group leaders, work really hard.
他们忙到最后没有足够的时间到主的面前去祷告。去得到力量，去知道教会的方向了。
And they're too busy and too tired to have time to stay before the Lord to find out the direction from Him.
因为太多的问题需要解决。
Because there are too many issues to wait to be resolved.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们一定要回到根源，先解决我们跟主的关系，解决我们生命的问题。
So we need to first return to the Lord and solve the problem between God and us.Solve the problem between our relationship with Him.
当我们生命被改变，跟主的关系被改变的时候，我们的生活一定被改变。
When our life and our relationship with God's changed, our life will change.
所以我希望我们能够好好的珍惜我们每一天的生活。
Therefore, cherish our daily life.Very much.
万事互相效力。
Because all things work for good.
而圣经学者都告诉我们，这是神在为我们调度的万事。
And Bible scholars advise us that God is arranging all things for us.
所以，不信主的人是讲运气。
And non-believers says they talk about attributing to their fate.
我们信主的人知道是从神的手中接过的。
Yeah, we children of God, we know everything is given from God.
没有一件事情是随便临到的。
And nothing comes upon us casually.
神每一次打发一个环境发生，后面都有主的结局在等着。
And every time God sends us an environment, He has a solution for it.
所以当我们的眼睛被开的时候，我们的人生一定很积极的。
And once our eyes are open like that, our life will be very different.
基督徒绝对不应该说我活的实在很无聊，很烦，不知道为什么活。
Should never complain because I live in such a boring and troubled time. I don't know why I'm here.
当我们真看见这个的时候，
When we truly see that,
每一个环境我们都 会珍惜他的。
We will cherish every circumstance.
甚至连这些难处，我们最不喜欢的人事物的遭遇临到我们的时候，我们会用一个正面的态度去看它。
And we can view things positively, even dealing with the most difficult things and people.
连神的管教都是与我们有益的。
And God's disciplines are for our own benefit.
所以整个疫情的发生不是带来问题，而是显明问题。
For example, the whole pandemic occurred to us not to give us more problems, but to reveal our existing problems.
而神显明的问题就是为了要医治我们。
And God revealed these problems so that He can heal us.
啊，所以弟兄姊妹，千万不要以为属灵的征战决定胜败。其实属灵的征战是显明胜败。
Don't think that spiritual battle determines our victory or failure. Actually, it just shows our true condition.
真正的胜败其实在战场前已经决定了。
The true victory or failure was determined before we enter into the war zone.
我想最明显的例子就是撒母耳记上十三章。
For example, 1 Samuel chapter 13.
以色列人跟腓利斯人征战以前，以色列中一个铁匠都没有。
Israelites, before they fought with their Philistines, among them, there was no blacksmith.
所有的兵器都被腓利斯人拿走了。
They lost all their weapons to the Philistines.
所以圣经上说，到了征战的日子，除了扫罗和约拿单，没有一个人手里有刀有枪。
So when it comes to wartime, only Saul and Jonathan has weapons in their hands.
你说这个仗怎么打？
How can you fight like that?
所以战场只是显明的胜败。胜败早就在平常决定了。
Even though you feel the result of the war happens on the war zone, but it was predetermined before the war even started.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们每一天其实都很重要的。
Therefore, every day is important.
因为在平凡的日子，神有不平凡的工作在我们身上。
Because God works on ordinary things on us in the ordinary day's life.
在最平凡、最小的事情上，我们在这里经历不平凡的生命。
Experience this extraordinary life on the smallest and most ordinary.
我们来得着不平凡的价值。
We need to gain this extraordinary value from God.
所以不能再浪费生命了。
Therefore, do not waste our time anymore.
做生意的人说，时间就是金钱。
Businessmen always say, time is money.
对我们基督徒来说，时间就是生命。
To us, Christians, time is life.
因为神把所有的机会放在时间里面。
Because God has given us all the opportunities through time.
你没有得着主。就浪费了这个机会了。
If through time you didn't gain the Lord, you have wasted.
因为时间过去，机会已经过去了。
Because once time passes, the opportunity passes.
我记得好像跟你们讲过，有一年我跟于师母到希腊去。
I shared with you before, my wife and I went to Greece.
我们先有几天的培灵会，然后接下来有他们整个希腊的同工培训。
And we attended a conference, also co-workers training meeting.
在中间空的两天，我就陪于师母我们出去走一走。
And in between two meetings, we have a couple of days, so we decided to do some sightseeing.
希腊是这个非常有历史的国，所以我就帮忙照了一些相。
Greece has a lot of history, so we took a lot of pictures.
我也没太注意，结果后来到了另外一个新的地方。
And I didn't even pay attention, but until we went to the second city.
那个时候不是手机没这么流行，是用傻瓜相机。
At that time, we didn't have the convenience of cell phone, so we brought our own digital camera.
我说傻瓜相机，我们这种傻瓜就用傻瓜相机的。
Automatic camera.Electronic camera, phone camera.
他很有恩典啊。Anyway, 当我到了新的地方，一照的时候，发现荧幕上有一个字，我就低头，不是一看，他说 No memory card.
When we went to the second place, and I noticed there's a message on the screen that says No memory card.
就是我没有放记忆卡。
Because I didn't put any memory card in my camera.
因为我前一天晚上为了要空出那个卡片，就把它下载到。我的 laptop 但是忘了放回去了。
In order to create more space for my memory card, I download what the pictures onto my computer the night before and forgot to put it back.
你看我们前面照的照片全部没有了。
So all the photos we took yesterday gone.
摆那么多姿势白白的。
All the gesture was done in vain.
那你说我该怎么办？
So what should I do?
我还继续照吗？
Do I continue to take pictures?
我还继续照，我就真的 no memory 了。
If I do that, I'm really a man has no memory.
当然要去买，虽然观光区都比较贵，我必须要买。
Of course, I need to purchase more memory card, even though it's very expensive.
因为这样底下所有的照片才留下memory 才留下记录的。
Otherwise, I will not have any memory for the following photos.
那么到底在神面前我们有多少的经历被留下来？
So for us, how many experiences are stored up by God?
多少的机会在我们的手中，我们在埋怨中，在痛苦中，在怀疑中，在负面情绪里面来经过了。
How many experiences we have that we're spent in emotion, in despair, in pain?
而这些的背后都是神要给我们更美好的生命和他更真实的关系。
Yeah, all these things were given by God so that we can get more life from Him.
所以我们不能再浪费了哈。
So let us do not waste more time.
好，今天我们讲第三堂。
And the third message today.
我们不光有基督的内住，要享受他的内住。
Not only we enjoy Christ's indwelling.
我们不光有他的内住，我们要接受他的替代。
And also we want to accept His substitution.
同样的，我们有他的内住，我们要活出他的荣美。
And with his indwelling, we need to live out his beauty.
所以我们加拉太书告诉我们，凡是以信为本的，都是亚伯拉罕的子孙啊。
Galatians, chapter 2 told us those who have faith is the children of God.
你就发现神跟亚伯拉罕立约。
And God made a covenant with Abraham.
不管创世纪十二章或是二十二章。基本上神跟亚伯拉罕的立的约里面有两个重点。
And there are two major points in God's covenant with Abraham.
一个叫他来承受祝福，一个叫他成为祝福。
One is that make him to receive the blessing, but also he will become a blessing.
像例如说创世纪二十二章，他说论福，我要赐大福给你。
Genesis 22, he says, regarding a blessing, I will give you great blessings.
到了十八节，他说地上的万国都必因你的后裔得福。
And all nations will be blessed because of your descendants.
就好像把整个约可以把它浓缩在这两句话里面。
So you can narrow down into these two points about his covenant with Abraham.
一个是承受祝福，一个是成为祝福。
One is to receive blessing from God, one is become a blessing to nations.
那我们也知道这个圣。保罗帮我们解释了这个祝福到底指的是什么。
And Paul explained to us what kind of blessing God was talking about.
保罗在加拉太书第三章这里说到，基督为我们受了咒诅，就赎我们脱离了律法的咒诅。
And in Galatians chapter 3, it says how he became a curse of the law so that he can redeem us.From the law.
他这边叫亚伯拉罕的福，因着基督耶稣可以临到外邦人。
So that the blessing given to Abraham might come to Gentiles through Christ Jesus.
使我们因信得着所应许的圣
灵。So that by faith we might receive the promise of the Holy Spirit.
所以神给我们的祝福，给亚伯拉罕的应许，那个所谓的大福。
Therefore, that great blessing.That God has promised Abraham.
远远超过说，我找到一个很好的工作，我建立了一个很好的家庭。
far surpasses the blessing we think, a house, a good job.
而是让我们因着耶稣基督承受了圣灵里全备的祝福。
But to receive the full blessing through the Holy Spirit because of Jesus Christ.
同样的，说到成为祝福的时候
，And when we talk about become a blessing,
也是讲到。怎么样子能够 让别人从我们身上能够得到基督啊？他说地上的万国必因你的后裔得福。
It talks about nations will be blessed because of your descendant or your offspring.
所以保罗在这里讲到说这个福这个后裔是单数的。
Here the word offspring is a singular.
这是加拉太书三章十六节哈，这个后裔只有讲到基督。
That's in Galatians 3:16, and this offspring refers to Jesus alone.
所以换句话说，我们得到的最大的祝福是基督。
In another words, the greatest blessing we receive is Christ.
我们能够给别人的祝福也是基督。
In the same way, the blessing we can give others is also Christ.
我们能够给别人最好最好的祝福，就是让别人从我们的身上。
The best blessing we can give to others is for people to receive Christ through us.
我记得吴勇长老有一次在讲道的时候，他举了一个例子。
Elder Yong Wu mentioned this example in his preaching once.
他曾经两次到我们教会来当退休会讲员。
He was the speaker for our church conference twice.
他说有一次他跟在台湾一个非常德高望重的人传福音。
He said one time he was preaching gospel to someone who was very respectful in Taiwan.
他说对方听得非常的专心。
And the recipient listened very attentively.
当他听到一半的时候 时候
，halfway into his sharing，
他一方面表示他愿意相信
，and the recipient wanted to accept Christ。
一方面，这位长者心里面有说不出来的伤心跟愤怒
，but he also expressed his anger and upset。
他在吴永长老骂说，我养了一个这么不孝顺的女儿。
He said, I have this irrelevant daughter.
因为他女儿很早就信主了。
Because his daughter has become a Christian long ago.
他是这么重要的救恩，我的女儿为什么这样子轻描淡写的跟我说
？He said, How come my daughter never bothered to tell me seriously about gospel?
她为什么不好好的跟我传这个福音
？How come she never set me down and share the gospel with me?
因为他这个老人家信得很单纯。就决定相信吴永长老所告诉他的，信耶稣有永生，不信耶稣将来要沉沦的。
This elder accept gospel with a very pure heart. He believes that believing Christ, I have eternal life. If I don't believe, I will be perished forever.
所以我讲到这里，我也提醒弟兄姊妹啊。
Therefore, I want to remind you, brothers and sisters.
如果你的家人还没信主，尤其你的父母亲还没信主
，If you
决定不能丢掉这个责任啊。
Don't let go of your responsibility of sharing gospel with your family, especially your parents.
福音救恩既然从你入了这个家
，Since gospel has entered into your household through you,
这是我们的责任。
It is your responsibility.
我们要让他有机会认识福音。
We need to let our parents have a chance to hear the gospel.
你在公司里面，神所安排在你旁边环境的人
，and your co-workers.
我们都有责任。
We have a responsibility toward them.
不要只去当好人。
Don't be just a good person.
神没有兴趣得着好人。
Because God has no interest in saving good people.
神要得到见证人。
But witnesses.
好，弟兄姊妹，我们在这里能够彰显基督，见证基督，传扬基督。
We need to be able to manifest Christ, witness for Christ.
好，有一次我在一个聚会听到有人做见证啊。
I heard this testimony once in one of the church meetings.
这个人呢，他一直不肯信耶稣。
And this man didn't want to accept Christ for a long time.
他恐怕十几二十年都不肯信耶稣。
And maybe for one or even two decades long.
因为在他公司里面有一个他非常敬仰的老板哈，一个他的上上级一个。很大的老板，非常非常好的一个人。
It's all because he had this great boss at work who was a great man.
他非常聪明智慧，他非常有爱心，他非常跟人的关系各方面都是杰出的。
He's very wise, very smart, and very nice, very outstanding guy.
所以这个人说，我一个人不信耶稣也可以这么好，我不需要信耶稣。
He said, if someone who is not a Christian can be like this, I don't need to be a Christian.
所以他的老板是他的榜样。
Therefore, that boss was his model.
啊，所以这个榜样包括了不需要信耶稣。
And that model result in an aspect is that he doesn't need Christ.
他在直到有一天他去参加Billy Graham Crusade 那个格里汉布道会。
Until one day he was invited to attend the Billy Graham Crusade.
他那天决定要信耶稣。
And that day he decided to believe in Jesus.
所以他就随着大家下到台下，你知道 Billy Graham Crusade 就是唱照我本相，大家下来。
So when Billy Graham called people to come forward by singing Just the Way I Am.
所以当他下到底下的时候
，And when he came down upon the calling.
他远远的看到他这位敬仰的老板居然穿着陪谈背心在那里陪谈。
And he noticed that his respectful great boss was among the crowd and helping people to believe in Jesus.
他才发现他的老板原来是个基督徒。
Then he realized that my boss is a Christian.
将近十几二十年他不知道他老板是基督徒。
For nearly two decades, he had no idea this boss was a Christian.
所以当他回到公司上班的时候
，So when he returned to work the following day,
他直接就到老板的公司去，
他
要办办公室。
To
his office. 他说讲老板的名字，他说你知道吗？我参加 Billy Graham Crusade， 我决志了。
He said, you know, I attended the crusade and I have accepted Christ.
老板抬起头来，哦，真的太好了。
The boss lifted up his head, oh, great.
没想到他这个部下很严肃地对他老板讲。
And then he seriously talked to him.
他说我差点因为你。不信耶稣。
Because of you, I almost decided not to believe in Jesus.
他说你为什么从来没有告诉别人你是个基督徒
？Why is that you never told anyone that you are a Christian?
弟兄姊妹，你在公司是好好先生吗
？So dear brothers and sisters, are you just a good person at work?
别人知道你是基督徒吗
？Do they know you are a Christian?
对不对？ 那天嘉诚来我们这里讲到，你怎么去买菜，人家都会知道你是不是基督徒、啊。
Timothy shared with us that people even recognize he was a Christian when they went shopping.
买完菜还跟人家多拿两把葱，对不对？
So when you go shopping, you also snatch two more bundles of green onions.
我们很多事情上让我们没有办法让人家别的基督徒值得羡慕的。
It's hard for people to envy us Christians because of our behavior.
我在芝加哥福音大会的时候，有另外一位牧师，他说他的岳母在台湾传统市场水果摊卖水果。
And the speaker of evangelical conference in Chicago.His mother-in-law, he mentioned about his mother-in-law went for grocery shopping in Taiwanese traditional market.
那她本身教育程度是很可能只有小学或怎么样，根本没什么教育程度。
Maybe she wasn't very highly educated.
但是她这个人，客人都喜欢她。
But everybody liked her.
因为觉得她非常可靠。
Because she was very trustworthy.
她有用很简单的话跟人家传福音，所以别人都很信任她。
And she also liked to share gospel with other people.
她举了一个例子，她说因为你批水果有时候会批到不好的。
She's a fruit vendor. Sometimes you know you don't have good inventory.
所以像有人今天要来买西瓜，他会跟他讲说，今天我别的水果都很好，西瓜不好，你要买西瓜去买别人的。
So for example, people want to buy watermelon from her, but she would advise them and says, you know, watermelon today is not in the greatest condition. So if you want watermelon, please go elsewhere.
你碰到这样子的生意人吗
？Have you seen any merchant like that?
你碰到过吗
？Have you encountered a merchant like that?
英国聚会另外一个牧师讲，他说有一个人做生意做得失败了哈，家破人亡了。
And I heard this story from an England conference in England.
他说他想不开的就准备自杀了。
So somebody's business was not doing great, so to the point he wanted suicide.
吃了很多安眠药以后，结果第二天还醒过来了。
So he took a lot of sleeping pills, but next day he still woke up.
因为发现这个药是假的。
Because the sleeping pills was fake.
所以他就决定去多花一点钱买进口的安眠药。
So he decided to spend more money to get sleeping pill that's imported.
结果以为这次死定了，第二
天。He thought he would surely die this time.
第二天还是醒过来
了。But he still wake up the next day.
那个进口的也是假冒的。
Because the imported sleeping pills were also fake.
他想大难不死必有后福。
He said since God doesn't want me to die, I must have more blessings waiting for me.
决定好好庆祝，就是买了一个很贵的洋酒来喝。
So he decided to celebrate, so he went buy some imported wine, very expensive wine.
已经开始笑了，就知道了，喝完他就死了。
And after he drank it, he died.
因为这个很贵的洋酒也是假的。
Because that expensive wine also was fake.
当然他讲这个可能是笑话。
It's just a joke, of course.
但是你不觉得今天在这个世界什么地方有真实的东西？
But don't you find it's very hard to find real thing in this world?
越来越多假的东西。
And there are a lot of fake things around us.
将来可能最会撒谎的就是 AI。
And I think the one would deceive us the most or lie the most would be AI in the future.
这个于师母1980年硕士论文就写 AI。
And my wife's thesis back in 1980 was focusing on AI.
所以你们对 AI 有什么抱怨都去找她。
If you have any complaints against AI, talk to her.
弟兄姊妹，这个世界弄了太多假的东西，你现在看这些网络上的东西、新闻上的东西，你不知道哪个是真的，哪个是假的。
And there are so many fake things around us, even news today. You don't know which news is real, is true.
人们需要耶稣。
We need Jesus.
所以为什么保罗说在这弯曲悖谬的世代做神无瑕疵的儿女？
That's why Paul encouraged us to be the blameless children of God in this dark and crooked generation.
他说因为你们好像明光照耀，要把生命的道表明出来。
So that you can shine like light, like stars in the sky when you hold on to the word of life.
所以我们基督徒不光在主人面前承受着生命，
So we not only receive life from the Lord,
我们也都接受了使命。
Also, we have accepted His commission.
而我们的使命
，which is
我在我们教会这十几二十年一直跟同工们讲我们的使命。
This is something I share with my co-workers for over 2 decades.
就是刚才上一张 slide， 无论个人、家庭或教会，我们盼望都能够成为耶稣基督。道成肉身的见证人。
That we can all become the witness of the word become flesh, no matter individual, our family, or church.
传扬道成肉身的耶稣，这个叫传福音。
And when we share about this word become flesh, Jesus, that's called sharing the gospel.
成为耶稣基督道成肉身的见证人，是指你活出基督。
Yet to be a witness of the word become flesh means we live out the manifestation of Jesus Christ.
一个是口传，一个是活出。
One is to share through words, one is to live out through our behavior.
所以口传相对的容易很多。
It's easier to share that through words.
但是活出这是一个挑战，这是要人命的事。
It's very, very challenging. It's a great thing.
因为没有十字架就没有基督。
Because without the cross,Trust, there's no Christ.
没有不再是我，就不会有乃是基督。
Without no longer I, then there's no Christ lives.
没有死在我身上发动，就没有生在我身上发动。
If death is not activated on me, then there won't be life activated on me.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们要知道里面有宝贵的生命。
We need to know there's a precious life within us.
但是同样，我们有一个神圣的使命，就是让它透过我。透过我的家，透过我的教会，能够被彰显出来。
And we have a very, very serious calling that we have to let this life can be lived out to affect myself, my home, and my church.
所以保罗说，照着我所切慕、所盼望的，没有一件事情叫我羞愧。只要凡事放胆，无论是生是死，总叫基督在我身上照常显大。
That's why Paul says.
腓立比书一章二十节。
In Philippians 1:20-21, according to what I have longed and hoped for, there's nothing to make me shame. Just in everything, no matter life or death, let Christ be exalted on my body.
先不要像保罗这么属灵，无论生无论死哈。
So let's don't be so spiritual like Paul. It's like no matter what, life or death.
把它拉到我们的生活来。
Let's narrow down to my daily life.
无论你今天心情好，心情不好。
No matter how you feel today, you feel good or feel bad.
能不能都叫基督在我身上照常显大
？Can Christ be exalted on me？
今天聚会，不管传道人讲的好或是不好
，In a meeting, whether the message was good or bad，
带诗带的好或是不好
，Whether the song leader did a great job or poor job，
或是我自己疲倦或是不疲倦
，Or physically I'm tired or not tired，
不管怎么样
，It doesn't matter，
是不是能够叫基督在我身上？照常显大。
Can Christ be always exalted on me？
弟兄姊妹，这是我们的挑战。
That is our challenge。
以前有一个在德国慕尼黑他们常常表演一些短剧啊。
There's a short it's like a skit in Munich。
你们常常都有背后都有很重要的属灵意义在。
And even though it's a short skit, there's always something significant。
尤其他们就是整个会场全部黑黑。
One time they make the whole scene dark.
只有在讲台这个台上有一个 spotlight 照下来。
Only a spotlight on the stage shine down.
所以就发现有一个人趴在地上在那么找来找去找东西。
And shine upon a person who's crying on the stage and seemingly looking for something.
你就很明显的就是他找怎么找都找不到。
Obviously, he couldn't find whatever he was looking for.
后来来了一个警察。
Then a policeman came by.
警察说你在干嘛？
And asked him, said, "What are you doing?"
他说我的，例如说我的戒指掉了。
He said, "Oh, I lost my ring."
所以我在这里找。
So I'm looking for it.
所以警察也帮着他找。
So the policeman also kneeled down and looked for the ring.
结果也没找到。
Neither could he find it.
警察就问他说你确定是掉在这吗？
The policeman asked him, "Are you sure you lost it here?"
他说不是在这掉的。
He said, "No, I didn't lose it here."
他说你不在这掉，你为什么在这找？
So why are you looking around here?
他说因为只有这里有光。
He said, "Because this is the only place that has light."
今天很多基督徒当他自己觉得舒服的时候，在 comfort zone 的时候，可能会想传福音。
So many Christians would like to share gospel when he is in his comfort zone.
那要进到黑暗里去的时候，我们就不想去。
But we're reluctant to enter into darkness to share gospel.
但保罗说，无论生无论死。
But Paul says, no matter life or death.
你要记得，他讲这句话不是躺在地中海边看着蔚蓝的海岸，喝着 coconut juice， 他写的哈。
He didn't do this when he was sitting on the beach and sip on a cocktail.
这句话是他在监狱写的。
He wrote this sentence when he was in the prison.
他在为主受苦，为主成为囚牢的时候。
He was persecuted, also imprisoned for Christ.
他能够说无论生无论死，总叫基督在我身上照常
显大。But he could say, no matter life or death.Let Christ be exalted on me.
所以他能够说感谢神，能够让我们在基督里夸胜。
So he said, I thank God for he has led into triumphal procession in Christ.
而且能够在各处显扬那因认识基督而有的香气。
So we can spread everywhere we go the aroma or the fragrance of the knowledge of Christ.
我昨天讲到我第一次去中国就第一站就跑到哈尔滨的乡下附近的乡下。
I share with you when I went to China for the first time, the first stop was in a suburban area of Harbin.
那个窄窄小小的房间里面挤满了这个人。
In a very, very small room, we're packed with people.
他们很多人从很远的地方翻山越岭赶车夜车跑来聚会，大兴安岭内蒙古。
A lot of travel afar to come to this meeting.
后来聚会到后面，我们才知道有好几个姊妹们说他们来聚会是要付很大的代价的。
And at the end of conference, I realized that some of the sisters had to pay a great price in order to come to attend this conference.
他们几乎每一次这种跑出来聚完会回家都会面临家暴。
Because a lot of them are facing domestic violence. After they return home.
因为他们很多人的先生不信主的。
Because their spouse do not believe in the Lord.
他常常被打的倒在地上，满口都是血。
And they would be beaten to the point of bleeding.
我们听的时候也很难过的，因为我们在外面很少听到这样子的。
Yeah, we were very sorry to hear that because we rarely heard things like that.
为了聚会付这么大的代价。
They have to pay such a great price for coming to the church.
我们就安慰他们
So we try to comfort them.
以马内利是到处都是。
So the God of Emmanuel is with you.
我说当你倒在地上的时候，不要觉得自己孤单。我说耶稣陪着你。
To be assured that Jesus will be with you when you are struck down.
不是我站在台上带诗的时候我才哈利路亚赞美神。
And we don't say hallelujah only when we sing praises on the stage.
当我们流着血倒在地上的时候，我们一样能够说哈利路亚赞美我的主。
We still say hallelujah when we're struck down on the floor for the Lord.
因为我们的神太伟大。
Because our Lord is great.
而且我们的神太爱我们。
And He loves us so much.
他没有那样高高在上，他乃是陪着我们。
He did not remain high up. He actually came down to be with us.
他带领我们走人生的每一步路。
He walked with us and lead us every step of life.
所以要在各处。
So everywhere.
在聚会里，在家里面，在人看得到的，人看不到的地方，都是这样。
In church, at home, where the people can see us or not, we should be the same.
底下我们看两三处经文以后，我就放几个 slide 给你们看。
And let's see a few passages, then I'll show you more slides.
这一本我们很熟哈，基督把大使命赋予给我们。
And God has given this great commission. We all are familiar with this.
这个大使命是要借着教会来完成。
And this commission is accomplished through His church.
那真正完成的是圣灵的工作。
And of course, it's the work of the Holy Spirit to complete.
圣灵透过教会来完成大使命。
Yes, through the church. They can accomplish that.
所以使徒行传一章八节说圣灵降临在你们身上，你们要得到能力。
Therefore the book of Acts chapter 1 verse 8 says the Holy Spirit will come upon you and you will receive the power.
在耶路撒冷犹太全地撒玛利亚直到地极做主的见证。
And to be the Lord's witness throughout Jerusalem, Samaria and till the end of the earth.
然后约翰福音十四章主也说我实实在在告诉你们我所做的事信我的人也要做而且要做比这更大的事。
And John 14:12 says the Lord says truly truly I tell you the things I do those who believe in me will do even greater than these.
我们怎么可能做比主更大的事？
How can you and I do things greater than the Lord?
底下讲的因为我往父那里去。
It says because I went to the Father.
换句话说主去了圣灵就来了。
Because when the Lord went to the Father the Holy Spirit would come.
圣灵透过教会透过圣徒。
Through saints through the church.
四福音讲到个人的基督耶稣基督道成肉身。
And in four gospels, it talks about the person Jesus Christ, the word became flesh.
使徒行传以后圣灵降临以后讲到团体的基督讲到教会。
And after Jesus' ascension in the book of Acts, it talks about the corporate Christ, the body of Christ, the church.
我们里面都有基督的生命。
We all have the life of Christ.
我们可以在各处来彰显基督活出基督来。
Therefore, we can manifest and live out Christ everywhere we go.
所以圣灵的时代我们能够做更大的事。
Therefore, in the era of the Holy Spirit, we can do greater things.
不是我们能，而是圣灵要做更大的事情。
It's not that we can, but the Holy Spirit can.
他要透过教会来做这件事情。
And through his church, he can do it.
好，底下我就给大家看几个 slide， 我在教会放过。
And I want to show you a slide that I showed to my church.
啊，这是英国。
And this is in England.
啊，他们做过统计在大概从公元2000年开始到2019年，这将近20年的时间。
And they did a survey regarding things from 2000 to 2010啊。
到2019年啊
2019, so about close to 20 years.
在伦敦有500家传统教会卖掉了
And 500 traditional church were sold.
然后你发现这些传统教会上面多了绿色的东西
And you see a green round top like a dome.
我想我们都知道那是什么
We all know what does that mean.
他们都变成清真寺了变成回教的
They all were converted to become mosque.
500家
Over 500 of them.
然后同样的时间里面
And in the same period of time,
在伦敦增加了423间清真寺
And there are 423 additional mosques were made or established in London.
整个基督教福音的力量一直在衰弱
And see, and the power of gospel preaching by Christians diminished.
整个回教的力量一直在扩大
And the power of mosque continued to rise.
我94年到耶路撒冷去的时候 Nance Lambert 弟兄每天晚上跟我们交通到神在巴勒斯在以色列中间的工作。
And when I visited them in 1994, and Brother Lansford shared with us the work of God among Israelites.
他说神国最大现在的仇敌就是回教。
He said the greatest enemy against the kingdom of God now is mosque.
西方的国家都在沉睡，没有看见这个危机。
The entire Western Christian world seems to have fallen asleep, did not notice this change.
你看现在三十年过去了。
30 years have passed since his chair.
回教徒几乎散布各地。
You see Muslim believers all over the place.
我们这次到东南亚一个地方去。
We went to a city in Southeast Asia recently.
回教徒快速的增长。
And as we saw the rapidly increased number of Muslims.
因为你每生一个孩子，政府给你很多的补助。
And every child, when every child is born, you get some governmental subsidy.
大学80%的名额留给他们。
And they have a quota saved for them over 80% for college attendance.
你要买房子的话，他给你30%的补助。
And when you want to buy a house, government give you 30% support.
而且你们不可以跟他们传福音。
And you are not allowed to share Christian gospel with them.
然后你就发现基督徒只生一个孩子、两个孩子，回教一生生六个孩子以上。
You see, Christians they don't give birth to many many children, but for Muslims they are different. They will give birth to a bunch.
就光光那个国家，整个回教就快速的增长。
And just within that country itself, the number of Muslims increased rapidly.
你现在到欧洲去看，不管在英国，不管在巴黎，不管在哪个国家，回教徒到处都是。
And if you visit European country these days, you will see a lot of Muslims.
下一张图。
Next slide.
在这里，你们的左边，你们可以看到，这是一个传统的教会 ，St. Mary, Church.
And you see to your left.This is the St. Mary Church.
它可以坐1000个人的。
And you can see over 1,000 people in that.
但是你算一算，它里面只有十几个人。
But take a closer look. There may be 10 some people in that church.
而且几乎都是老人。
And mostly older people.
年轻人都不见了。
You don't even see young people in that church.
这是现在的教。
And that's the Christianity nowadays.
这是今天教会属灵的情形。
And that is.Spiritual condition of church today.
他是就在这个教会的旁边的一个巷子里面。
And very close to this very church in an alley.
清真寺聚会里面人满挤不下，挤到马路上排着这个样子。
You see the Muslims gathering. There are so many people to the point they have to line up outside on the street.
他们就在那里跪拜。
And there they're kneeling and worshiping.
我去年看到一个图画，讲到连在纽约 Madison Square 外面，到了周末，警察要帮忙 block 交通，因为回教徒满街跪在那里敬拜他们的神。
And last year I saw a photo showing in Times Square there when they worship, they even it takes police to help control the traffic.
你看下一张图，不管在美国国会，在罗马竞技场，也都是这样。
And you see the same way in Rome, in America's Congress.
啊，就在我们来你们这里的前两三天，我们跟儿子啊，在 Newport Beach 那边去休息。
Even two three days ago, we went vacation with our family in Newport Beach.
我本来想拿一张照片也放进来给你们看的。我们那天就走在 Laguna Beach 的旁边。
We were just walking on the Laguna Beach.
啊，回教徒好几个铺着毯子，面向东方，背对着海。我们都在看海，他们在背对着海，因为要向东方。趴在地上在那里匍匐敬拜。
We saw several Muslim people just make their rock on the floor and facing eastward and worship the sun.
下午三点多。Okay.
That was 3 p.m. in the afternoon.
我跟于师母在雪梨等火车的时候。
And when Sister Nancy and I were waiting for the train in Sydney.
那他们在地上铺个毯子就跪在那里拜。
These Muslim worshippers, they just throw out their rock and worship.
你看我们今天多少基督徒连在同事朋友面前不敢承认自己是基督徒。
But there are so many children of God, they are not even acknowledge the Lord at work or at home.
啊，不祷告不平安，祷告又不好意思，所以拔小眼镜接着戳眼镜祷告。
When you want to pray, you feel embarrassing from the others.But if you don't pray, you feel very uneasy. So a lot of them just fake it by taking down the glasses as you're wiping and close your eyes and pray.
弟兄姊妹，大使命今天到了我们手上，很多的时候被扣住了。
And dear brothers and sisters, the Great Commission is stuck on us.
啊，所以你看下一张图，这是讲到人类的增长速度。
And next slide shows us the growth rate of population.
两百年前，一八零四年，整个世界只有十亿人口。
Back in 1804, the entire population of the world was only 1 billion.
只有十亿的人口。
Only 1 billion.
二零二二年到达了80亿。
But in 2022, there are over 8 billion.
你看整个人数的增长是快速的。
You see the number of population worldwide is increasing rapidly.
而彼得。书信告诉我们，他希望万人得救，不希望一个人沉沦。
And Peter made it clear that God wants all to be saved, not a single one to be falling.
所以你知道，整个世界正在快速的生长那些将来要下火湖的人。
So we're seeing this rapid growth of population tells us the number of people going to the lake fire is increasing too.
我希望我们基督徒不要再觉得我自己信的耶稣就好了。
Therefore, we children of God don't just be content knowing that I believe in the Lord.
不要觉得我们教会坐满了就好了。
Don't be content because our church is filled with people.
不要觉得我有耶稣的祝福就好了。
Don't think that as long as I have the blessing from Jesus, that's good enough.
我们不光要承受祝福，要成为祝福。
Because not only we receive the blessing, we have to become a blessing.
圣经里面常常用故事来成为我们属灵的教训。
And Bible often time to teach us.Important thing through parables.
圣经里面也常常用地理来成为我们属灵的教训呢。
And also through geography.
啊，你看以色列北边的加利利海。
And look the Galilee Sea at the northern part of Israel.
它一面承受黑门山上的甘露雨水，成为加利利海的源头。
And one time they received the mountain dew from the mountain, so they become the source of their water.
但是加利利海从来不扣留他得到的祝福。
But the Sea of Galilee never keep those blessings.
他借着约旦河一路的下来，成为整个以色列丰富的原因。
Because he let his water flow through the River Jordan to become a blessing to the entire Israel land.
然后你知道当他进到死海以后，
But once they reaches the Dead Sea,
死海就扣留了他。
The Dead Sea let them stop there.
所以死海的含盐量可以达到35%。
So the salt content it can be as high as 35% in the Dead Sea.
没有任何鱼可以生存的。
There's no fish could survive in that sea.
它的水没有办法浇灌的。
And you cannot use the water in the Dead Sea to cultivate the land.
所以当它扣留了神的生命，扣留了神给的祝福，它就成为死海。
So when they stop and flowing and keep the blessing from the Lord, it becomes dead.
弟兄姊妹，如果你自己觉得神给你的祝福不够，你要先问问我到底有没有成为祝福的出口。
Therefore, ask yourself if you feel the blessing from God is not enough in your life, then think about have you become a blessing to others.
当我们在这里羡慕承受祝福的时候，你有没有想到我有没有成为祝福
？When you envy to receive blessings from God.Have you been a blessing to others?
好，所以我底下讲到怎么样在实际的生活中来彰显基督，荣神益人。
So I want to share with you how to actually put in practice to manifest Christ, to glorify God and benefit others.
啊，所以我们每一个人都是在罪恶里生、罪恶里长的。
We all were born in sin and grow up in sin. 啊，
我们自己里面都不完全，我们也都知道。
We are not perfect. We all know that.
啊，但是今天基督既然把他给了我们。
But since Christ has given us Himself.
啊，所以我们要活出来的不是我的好，而是基督的好。
So we need to manifest.A goodness that's not from me, but Christ.
你要活出你的好，我跟你说，你永远不会满意的，因为别人对你总是有不满意。
If you want to benefit others through your own goodness, I can tell you, even you are not satisfied, not to mention others.
我以前讲过，有一个先生实在很残忍哈。
And I mentioned this before, a husband who's was very cruel.
他太太问他说， verbal. 他太太问他说，你为什么爱我？
Once, his wife says, "Why do you love me?"
我什么地方吸引你？
What do you see in me?
弟兄们要小心，太太问这句话，问到她九十岁还会问你呢。
Husbands, be prepared. This is going to be asked by your wife even when you reach 90 years old.
后来这个先生就说，你虽然不是十全十美，但是也有十全八美了。
Well, the husband goes, even though you're not 100% perfect, but 80%.
你们当姊妹的 有谁会想要追问还缺哪两个？
Which wife would not ask like what do I miss on the 20%?
你们会不会问？
Would you ask your husband?
会问啊。
Yeah, of course.
那自找麻烦啊。
Well, you are seeking trouble yourself.
他说你只缺了内在美跟外在美。
You don't want to know.
这个怎么让太太活得下去呢？
That was so cruel. How can the wife survive after that?
这个先生真该叫来骂哈。
This husband should be scolded.
就穆安德烈说一句话。
So Andrew Murray said this before.
他说你要一个不信的人把耶稣接到他心里面，这是很难，很大的挑战。
It's very hard for a non-believer to accept Jesus into his heart.
你要把一个已经接受耶稣基督的人，让他活出基督来，他说这是更大的挑战。
But even greater challenge is to ask someone who has Christ inside of him to live out this Christ.
你不觉得吗？
Don't you think so?
你看全世界有多少基督徒？
Look around, there are so many Christians in this world.
如果基督徒真的都活出基督，今天世界会这个样子吗？
If everyone let Christ be lived out, will this world still be in this condition?
还会有那么多人不肯信耶稣吗？
The people will refuse to believe in Jesus Christ.
这个世界上还会有这么多黑暗不公义的事情吗？
Will there still be so many unjustified, unreasonable things?
啊，所以弟兄姊妹，今天得到基督的基督徒很多。
And a lot of Christians have received Christ.
活出基督的个人或是教会越来越弱了。
But there are not many church or individual Christians live out and manifest Christ.
所以别人不太羡慕这个。
Therefore, it's hard for people to envy us.
我记得好多年，大概起码有二十多年前，一弟兄在这里冬令会的时候还是什么的，举了一个例子啊。
Over 20 some years ago, I believe as Brother E mentioned this.
那时候还没有到公元2000年台湾推行那个福音运动之前，他说对台湾不信主的人有过一个调查。
They did a survey among Taiwanese over before year 2000.
为什么不信耶稣？
Why don't you believe in Jesus?
排行榜的前三名。
And the top three responses.
你们知道是什么？
You know what they are?
第一名。
The first.
是因为基督徒没有见证。
Because they don't see testimony among Christians.
第二个。
Secondly.
没有人跟我传过福音。
And nobody shared the gospel with me.
而第三个不信主的原因才是因为传统的宗教。
Thirdly is our traditional faith in our upbringing.
我们都认为台湾是拜偶像的，所以最难传福音是因为有偶像。
We always attribute the difficulty of preaching gospel in Taiwan to because people worship idols.
没想到排名第一名的是基督徒没有见证，人家不羡慕。
Without realizing actually the top one.Difficulty was because we Christians have no testimony.
第二是没有人给他们传福音。
Exactly, no one bothered to share the good news.
但是我也很感谢主，后来主怜悯台湾，大家开始重视传福音。
And I thank Lord because God's mercy on the island Taiwan, people start to preach gospel after that.
所以 pandemic 之前，我们回台湾的时候，听说台北已经13%了。
So pre-pandemic, when we visit Taiwan, there are about 13% of the population have become Christian.
因为台湾好几十年基督徒都没有超过2%。
Because for years, for decades, the average number of Christians in Taiwan was about 2-3%.
然后后来台北变成13%。
And the state of Taipei had about 13% of Christians.
我们两个在台大公馆附近也看到年轻人站在门口发福音单张。
And we saw how people, young people stand outside of the great, the famous university and pass.
对，有一天夏天好热的天气，我们经过这个那个台北叫什么公园？大安公园啊，门口看到很多青少年穿着白袖衬衫、长袖衬衫，白色的，在那里发福音单张啊。
And I remember it was a hot summer day. We saw outside famous park in Taipei, a lot of young people wear long white shirt.And passing gospel tract.
我跟于师母假装狠心了一下，假装是福音朋友啊。
So we decided to pretend to be a gospel friend, a non-believer.
哦，就看他们怎么跟我们传福音。
And want to see how they can share the gospel to us.
后来我们就跟他说，我们不仅是基督徒，是传道人。哇，他们好高兴。
And afterwards we said, well, we faked that we're actually a Christian. Not only Christian, we are ministers.
还跟我们照相。
We even took pictures together.
弟兄姊妹。起码十几二十个年轻人
We see, about close to 20 young men,
才初中生而已
They're only junior high schoolers
站在那里发福音单张跟人传福音
They were there sharing the gospel with people
我真的为他们教会感恩
And I was very thankful for their church
弟兄姊妹他们没有让年轻人今天都是被电脑给绑去了
And they did not allow their young people to trap by the computer
他把他们赋予使命感让他们出来
They commissioned them and let them come out and share the gospel
站在街上勇敢地去传福音
Courageously share the gospel on the street
所以我们要实际上生活中彰显基督荣神益人第一件事情明白活出基督的关键就是借着十字架
Therefore through the cross we can truly understand how I can live out Christ
基督是我们的生命十字架是我们的道路
Christ is our life and the cross is our way
身上带着耶稣的死才让耶稣的身显明出来
Only if I carry on my body the death of Christ, then the life of Christ can be revealed through me.
所以罗马书六章五节、八节跟提摩太后书都说我们若在他死的形状上。
Therefore, in book of Romans, also 2 Timothy, it says if.
啊，都说到若。
It says if.
啊，换句话说，这个关键还在于我们。
Therefore, it's an option. It's a choice.
我们肯不肯顺服？
If we are willing to obey,
我们愿不愿意
？If we are willing,
啊，所以哥林多后书，对不起，对，哥林多后书第四章10-11节。
Second Corinthians chapter 4:10-11.
他说身上带着耶稣的死。
We always carry on in our body the death of Jesus.
使耶稣的身也显明在我们身上。
So that the life of Jesus may also be revealed in our body.
而第十一节呢，他说。
Verse 11 says.
他说我们这活着的人是常为耶稣被交于死地。
For we who are alive are always being given over to death.
使耶稣的身在我们这必死的身上显明出来。
So that his life may be revealed in our mortal body.
第十节好像是一种主动性的。我愿意，我愿意顺服，我愿意配合。
And verse 10 is like something activated by us. I am willing to obey to cooperate.
我愿意主动地接受十字架在我身上的工作和基督的替代。
And actively, I'm willing to accept what he has done on the cross for me, substitute for me.
十一节好像可以读得出一点那种被动的感觉啊。
Yeah, verse 11.
我们这活着的人是常为耶稣被交于死地。
It's a bit more passive.Because who we are alive and always being given over to death.
因为有一些环境并不是我们自己找的，我们也不喜欢它，但是却发生了。
Because a lot of times our circumstances are not something we seek or we make to happen. It's given unto us.
从来没有人会说祷告主啊，希望 COVID 临到我，希望 COVID 临到我。
Nobody ever prays and Lord, let me have COVID.
啊，主啊，希望我的先生是个坏先生。
Let me have a very bad husband.
那我生命长得更快一点。
So that I can grow spiritually.
啊，没有人会这样祷告。
Nobody prays like that.
啊，所以这里好像讲到两种，一种是我主动接受十字架的工作。
So in this passage, you see two different parts. One is actively, willingly, I accept the work of the cross.
一种是被动的，我被带进了我需要十字架的经历。
And this verse 11 is like I was.I was being made or into a special circumstance.
但是不管是主动的，是被动的，都有一个共同的结果。
Whether willingly or passively, they all share the same result.
是什么？我今晚上都还弄了红色的了。
I had the font in red.
这个是太 太好的考试，太好的老师，考试都把答案都写出来。
It's like an open book exam. I'm such a great teacher.
对不起，我没有那，被你翻译的我不好意思了。那个两个都讲到共同的结果。
And they all share the same result.
叫做耶稣的身显在我身上。
Which is let the life of Jesus be revealed on us.
就我昨天讲过了，耶稣的彰显或是复活生命的彰显是真实十架经历的明证。
Yesterday I shared with you, when the life of Jesus manifests on us, that is the proof that we have the work of the cross.
所以不要以为我受苦就是十架。
Therefore, don't equal suffering with the cross.
不要以为我有一个不爱主的老公或老婆，这就叫十架。
Don't regard your husband who doesn't love God, it's your cross.
不要以为我生病了，常常被病折磨，叫做十架。
Don't regard your sickness as cross.
真实的十架一定有基督的活出。
Because the true work of cross will cause the life of Jesus to be lived out.
在神的眼中，这两个根本就是一个。
Because in God's eyes, these two things are the same.
借着十架彰显复活。
Through the cross, we can manifest His resurrection life.
借着不再是我，能够乃是基督。
Through it's no longer I will help us to have it's Christ.
所以很多人咬紧牙关在那里觉得过十架生活。
A lot of people gnashing their teeth to endure the so-called the work of the cross.
他觉得死在他身上发动，结果他把周围的人都搞死了。
Even though you may feel that the death of Jesus on me, but actually I'm causing everybody around me to die.
对不对？我们自己里面觉得在这里忍受十架，结果周围的人都看到我们的臭脸。
And even though I said I'm enduring the cross, but everybody could see that I was not happy.
所以我们需要主。
I really need the Lord.
需要基督来替代。
We need Jesus Christ.
好，所以为了昨天没有来的这两个图，我们很快看一下。好，那个脚踏车。
Oh, for people did not come yesterday, let me review this slide with you.
我们知道有一个 goal, 有一个目标在上面。
We all know there is a goal high up.
我愿意活着为耶稣。
I want to live for Jesus.
我愿意彰显基督。
I want to manifest Jesus.
但是你自己骑脚踏车要爬这么高的山路。
But if you have to reach the goal, it's like riding a bike on the narrow and winding road.
中间你一定会停下来。
You will have to make stops.
因为我们的力量是有限的。
Because our strength is very limited.
但是当你如果骑的一辆是这种 hybrid mode.
But if your bike is a hybrid bike.
我们不光有自己的力量在，然后里面有另外一个力量跟着我们。
Not only we have our own strength, there's another strength that follows with it.
什么时候我软弱了？
Whenever I feel weak.
我叫基督的能力来覆庇我。
I allow the power of the Lord to hover over me.
我就能够经历我什么时候软弱，什么时候刚强。
Then I can experience what Paul says, whenever I'm weak, I'm made strong.
然后很多人想效法保罗，说我喜欢夸自己的软弱，好叫我什么时候软弱，什么时候刚强。
A lot of people like to follow Paul's example, whenever he's weak, he becomes strong by the strength of the Lord.
所以当他在那里夸软弱的时候，把周围人弄得都软弱了。
So when he boasts about his weakness, he caused everybody around to become weak.
因为他自己并没有变刚强。
Because he really wasn't strengthened.
所以我们读圣经一定要很细心的去读那些关键的地方。
So when we read the word of God, we have to pay attention to the key details.
保罗说，我喜欢夸自己的软弱。
Paul says, I like to boast about my weaknesses.
好叫基督的能力覆庇我。
So that the power of the Lord can be on me.
底下才会讲到我什么时候软弱，什么时候刚强。
So whenever I'm weak, that's the time I'm strong.
你光在那里说我累得不得了，这个山我爬不上去，我爬不上去，一直夸自己软弱，你不会得到能力的。
If you continue to bike on the manual bike and says I'm weak.
你需要在这个时候转向来接受基督的替代，基督能力来覆庇我们。
And that is the time you need to turn to the Lord and ask His.Power to hover over you.
你就发现，哎呀，我什么时候肯承认我软弱，接受基督的替代，我什么时候就刚强。
Then you realize whenever you acknowledge and confess your weaknesses, that's the time God can take over.
啊，所以另外一个图也是了，就不多说了。你不踩刹车，你车子没办法发动的。
The other one I also shared last night. You have to step on brake first before you can start the car.
你不放下自己是没用的啊。
If you don't let go of yourself, you cannot be Christ.
第二个讲到效法，活出基督的榜样。
And then I want to share with you to follow the example of Christ.
我们周围有很多爱主的弟兄姊妹啊。
There are many of us who love Jesus very much.
我们效法他。
We like to follow Jesus.
而且我们也应该成为别人的榜样。
And we should be Jesus, follow Jesus' example, and other people should follow our example.
所以我昨天讲到那个青少年的孩子对他老爸的不服气，觉得爸爸在台上讲要爱主，要读经，他觉得很恶心。
And I talk about the young person who was very upset about his dad because he did not have a very good testimony at home.
保罗说你在我身上所学习的所领受的所听见的所看见的要照着去行
But Paul tell people whatever you see on me you should follow
所以我们在家光管孩子叫他们要灵修要读经要爱主不要爱世界你会发现效果不大
And you see we advise our children not to love the world but love the God but there's not many effect
他看你自己主日聚会姗姗来迟在家里面不追求他会觉得神在父母的身上根本只是嘴巴上的神
because they don't see how you live out what you taught them so it's hard for them to follow what you said
他没有真正尊神为大把神当神
they haven't seen you that honor God and make God as God
什么都可以迟到就是聚会不什么都不能迟到就是聚会可以迟到
that you are not late for anything but only for church gatherings
所以弟兄姊妹我们怎么活人都在看。
How we live is seen by people around us.
我们需要求主帮助我们。
And we need to ask the Lord to help us.
所以我想另外的经文跳过去。第三个，要自己去经历活出基督所带来的影响。
And thirdly, experience the impact from living out Christ.
所以不光带着耶稣的死，使耶稣的身显出来。
Not only we carry on our bodies the death of Christ so that his life can be revealed.
保罗也说死在我身上发动生就在别人身上发动。
And he said this, when death is work on us, then life is at work in you.
所以我们要去经历到什么时候当我放下自己不再是我是主的时候。
So we need to experience whenever I let go of myself, it's no longer I but the Lord.
然后看看别人怎么样子能够活起来。
And see if that helps other people to become life.
这个 pandemic 之前在香港聚会的时候有一个博训的学员做见证
And we had this training meeting in Hong Kong before pandemic
他说他去年聚完会听到十架的信息他里面的主对他说话
A student came forward and shared that how he listened to the message of the cross the year before and he was helped
因为他们夫妻结婚快十年了这个坑坑嘎嘎彼此中间问题越来越多。
Is he or she?
他们两个夫妻俩。
She. So she shared about that before pandemic, before this training, they always had the struggle in their marriage relationship.
他们中间失去了从前那种亲密的关系越来越生疏。
So they become more distant and no longer intimate.
所以他那天听完信息以后回到家见到他先生就跟他先生说。
So after learning about the way of the cross that day, she went home and told her husband.
她说这次聚会主光照我。
She said the Lord enlightened me in this meeting.
那我准备今年好好的死给你看。
So I'm gonna die this year for you.
你们会笑，都是蛮属灵的。
I will let you see me dead in this coming year.
她说我好好死给你看。
You will see me dead this year.
所以隔年她回来做见证的时候。
And the following year, she came back and shared her testimony.
我们去年是我们结婚这十年里面最亲密的一年。
She said last year turned out to be the sweetest and the dearest year in our 10-year marriage life.
当我照着神给我的要求跟带领，我学习身上带着主的死。
So I learned according to the teaching of the Lord to carry on my body the death of Jesus.
他不再去争辩，不再去唠叨，不再去什么，他就是让基督活出来。
I stopped arguing, murmuring, and I just let Jesus Christ be lived out through me.
他说我从前原来以为是他的问题，结果发现这些问题都化掉了。
In the past, I always attribute our problem to him, but now I realize these are all gone.
所以我有一句话也算是名言哈，就是夫妻相处之道的。秘诀在于同归于尽。
So I have this famous saying that the secret of your marriage life success is to die together.
真的怎么样子，两个人都肯死，身上带着耶稣的身，你不觉得很幸福吗？
As long as both are willing to die, don't you think that's a blessed way of living?
所以香港那个传道人叫我一定要把它写下来，他要挂在他客厅。我说你免了吧。
Someone want to hand my famous saying in the living room. I said, please don't do that.
我说我写的字，你需要死才能挂得上去。 我也需要死才肯把这个字让你挂。
I need to die first before I can allow you to have something like that.
所以今年我们在东南西亚，不是在东南亚，我真的老了，东南西亚。那个。东南亚，我讲到这个故事完了以后啊。
And recently in Southeast Asia, I shared this story with the congregation.
啊，他们聚会的主席来跟我们讲，他说弟兄怎么办？弟兄姊妹都想同归于尽了。
And the leader came to me and said, "What are we going to do now? All the couples in our church want to die together."
我说那太好了。
I said that's great.
他们就喊说，凡是想跟弟兄同归于尽的，一起来，我们照个相啊。
So they called the group up, says, "Whoever want to die together with brother, you come, let's take a group photo."
啊，弟兄姊妹，其实中国人有很多骂人的话，你稍微改一改，加点属灵意义，其实是很好的。
Actually, there are a lot of Chinese saying originally they are not great in content, but if you add some spiritual color to it, you can take a good use of that.
对啊，你以后不要再骂别人说你真该死，变成骂成我真该死，那不就很好了吗？
So instead of ask people to die, you say I should die.
你不觉得吗？我真该死，你很属灵呢。
That's very spiritual.
在这种情形底下，你就是该死嘛。
Yes, in struggling situation like that, you should die first.
所以以前许师母说，谁跟你说没有路，死路一条。
A famous saying by our sister, she says, "Who said there's no way out? Death is your way out."
所以我们要去经历我活出基督带来的影响。
We need to experience the impact brought by die with Christ.
我们里面就会发现，其实人人都需要耶稣。
Then you realize everyone needs Jesus.
我在台湾教会的时候，有一个弟兄，那个台湾读医科是很重要的哈，那个很赚钱的。
And there's a brother in our church in Taiwan. He is in the medical school.
大家都最喜欢当这种心脏科啊，这个脑外科，因为那种都是比较赚钱的。
Because a medical doctor makes a lot of money, especially those who are specialized in brain or heart.
啊，有一个弟兄，人家问他说：“你将来要读哪一科？”他都毫不犹豫的都说：“我要做牙医。”
And when people says, "So what's your specialty in the future?" Without any hesitation, he would say, "I want to be a dentist."
人家问他为什么？
他说 "Why?"
他说这是传福音最好的方法。
Because that's the best profession to treat people to share gospel.
我可以跟他传福音。
I can tell him about the gospel.
他要跟我争辩什么，我就叫他嘴巴张开。
If he wants to argue with me, I just say, "Open your mouth."
你这些心脏科老神经都在昏睡，你怎么传
？How can you share gospel to your patients if you're a cardiologist？
新加坡有一个眼科医生，他从来不用那个圈圈来量人家视力。
And there's an eye doctor in Singapore. He never used those alphabets to examine your eyes.
他用圣经的话。
Instead, he used the Bible, the words in the Bible.
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子。
God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son.
或者说在你面前有满足的喜乐，在你右手中有永远的福乐，人家说真的吗？怎么样可以得到？
Or you use the words in the song so that prompt people to ask him how to receive blessing from God.
当然现在在美国人家不准你这么做了。
Of course you cannot do that in this country.
但是以前你只要找到机会就可以做嘛。
But in the past, as long as you find seek for opportunity, you'll find a chance.
有一个主内肢体他身体不好不能外出。
And a member in the body of Christ was ill, so he or she could not go out.
但是主就给他负担在家里面专门做监狱的工作。
But the Lord gave him a burden to do the prison ministry.
那监狱里面的犯人也被世界这个遗忘的人。
Because people in the prison are often forgotten by the world.
他常常就照着主的感动把福音写给他们。
So as he or she was prompted by the Lord, he or she would write the letter.
因为提醒他们犯了这么多罪需要悔改。
On one hand, in his letter, he would remind them the sins they have committed.
一面告诉他们耶稣是罪人的朋友，世人忘记你，耶稣不忘记你。
On the other hand, he reminded them that Jesus is the friend of sinners.Even though the whole world have forgotten you, Jesus never.
就有一天有人敲他的门。
One day somebody knocked on his door.
他一开门，结果发现是监狱的这个狱长。
He opened the door and it was the manager of the prison.
他说你是不是某某大概先生吧？他说你是不是常常写信到我们监狱来的那一位
？He said, "Are you the guy who always send letters to the prison?"
他说是啊，怎么回事
？He said, "Yes, anything wrong?
他说我代表犯人来谢谢你。
He said, on behalf of all the prisoners, I'm here to thank you.
他说你每次信来的时候大家都传阅，很多人都很感动。
And because we all read your letters, everyone, many of us are touched.
而且很多人都改变了。
And a lot of people are changed because of that.
他们除了叫我来谢谢你以外，
They asked me not only to thank you,
他们拜托你一件事情，下次用的纸张用的厚一点。
But also ask you to use a thicker paper in the future.
他说因为你的信被传了几次，都眼泪都把它滴烂了。
Because we pass your letters around, a lot of people teared up and just wet the ink.
弟兄姊妹，仇敌可以关得了我们这个人，关不了我们的影响力的。
Dear brother and sister, enemy can trap us in a space, but they cannot trap our influence.
保罗被放在罗马的监狱，他说反而叫福音更加兴旺。
Paul actually caused God to be more prosper when he was trapped in prison.
能够让主里的弟兄们更加勇敢的起来传扬主的道。
And also he was able to encourage brothers and sisters to be brave and share gospel.
所以仇敌关得了外面，关不了我们里面的使命，关不了我们的影响力。
Enemy can trap us or limit us outwardly, but cannot limit our mission and our strength from.
所以我们自己要经历这种带来影响的这种经历，会激励我们继续往前。
We need to experience something like this so we can be encouraged to move on forward.
最后一个
，Lastly，
啊，就是珍惜所有活出基督的机会。
To cherish the opportunities to live out Christ.
啊，约翰福音十二章，当从西利尼来的人去见腓力，说：“先生，我们要见耶稣。
”And John 12, people says.Sir, we want to meet Jesus.
这个其实是整个世界的呼声。
And that is the calling and cry of the entire world.
我跟你说，你不管在这个世界上，你看到形形色色、各式各样的人。
And you may see all kinds of people in this world.
其实人里面都需要耶稣。
But no matter who they are, everyone needs Jesus.
我很佩服我爸爸的一件事情。
I really admire my father for one thing.
他只要有机会就跟别人传福音。
Because he will share the gospel with people whenever he can.
他常常出差，每次坐火车的时候，他都先为着今天会坐在他旁边的人祷告。
And he oftentimes has to travel for business. Every time he will pray in advance for the passenger who sits next to him on the train.
连总司令来厂里面视察的时候，从前的人都是陪着总司令出去应酬的。
And even when the chief commander comes to examine the factory or the plant.Everybody was busy entertaining him.
他都跟总司令讲说我是基督徒，我不去那种场合。
But he will always tell the chief commander that I'm a Christian and I don't go to places like that.
那我很记得我父亲讲过一句话。
But and I remember one thing my father said.
他说全世界的每一个人都需要耶稣。
He said everyone in this world needs Jesus.
如果他拒绝耶稣，反对耶稣，因为他不认识耶稣。
If he rejects or opposes to Jesus, it's all because he does not know Jesus.
所以你看到那么多江湖大盗或是世界上有名的人，当他信了耶稣，他都后悔信得太晚。
So no matter who they are, it may be the robber, the worst criminals.Or the most important or famous person. Once they believe in Jesus, they all regret one thing that I should have known him earlier.
如果早认识耶稣，不会有这些问题发生，我的家不会这个样子，我不会这个样子。
I could have avoided all these problems about myself, my family, if I have known Jesus earlier.
啊，弟兄姊妹，我们要出去的。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, we need to go out.
这个从前没有 digital 世代的时候，那个放榜都是要贴出来的。
And before the digital era, we need to go see the result of examination.
几十年前一个故事，香港一个孩子，他在等放榜。
And many, over several decades ago, a story about a young student.
他自己不敢去看。
He dared not to see the result of the examination.
他请他妈去看。
So he asked his mom to go see the result.
他妈一看，发现儿子金榜题名。
And she realized, wow, he was on the top of the list.
考上第一志愿，妈妈高兴得不得了。
He made it into the first choice school, and mother was so happy.
马上出去帮他夹菜，要去买好吃的回来做给他吃。
She went shopping, wanted to make a big feast for him.
孩子在想，妈妈怎么去了这么久不回来
？And the child goes, how come my mom went out so long and haven't come back?
他想，一定是坏消息。
Well, it must be a bad news.
他竟然跳楼自杀。
He decided to jump out of the story.
弟兄姊妹，这个听了都会让人很难过的，对不对
？That's such a sad news.
不值得这样子就生命结束。
And you should not end your life just like that.
但是我跟你说，今天很多人他就是在心智上各方面，他里面有很多的痛苦，他在等待好消息。
But that is the condition of many hearts. They're waiting for a good news.
他盼望有福音，能够有盼望可以传给他。
They want to hear something that's hopeful.
所以昨天这个于师母交通到他的佛罗里达做他这个。教牧论文的时候，我们常常陪他去不同的教会。
And Sister Nancy shared yesterday when she was preparing for the dissertation, and we travel around visiting different churches, especially in Florida.
他昨天讲的那个教会，就是停车场开出去以前，他就提醒你说，你准备进入最大的宣教工厂了。
And she mentioned there's a big sign in the parking lot of a church. So on our way out, exiting the church, it says you are now ready to enter into the greatest missionary field.
你知道这个教会在 Jacksonville 是最大的一个教会，他们聚会厅可以坐七八千个人。
And this is the greatest church in Nashville.
Yeah. Jacksonville.
They have a capacity over 7,000 or 8,000.
他们不光台上的诗班大概有八十个人。
And their choir size is about 80 people.
他们这个诗班的底下有自己的 orchestra， 有自己的乐团
各
种乐器都有。
The choir is accompanied by their own orchestra。
然后他们带诗的人也非常 gifted， 非常能够带着非常好的活的敬拜。
And they have very gifted song leaders. Their worship is very alive.
然后我在美国很少听到一个牧师像他们的牧师讲到这么 passionate， 而且有内容。
And I rarely saw a speaker, a pastor like theirs, full of passion.
所以我们到那里面，我们两个都非常感谢神，好，那个看到这样一个教会。
We were so encouraged by seeing a church like that.
但是整个让我们最印象深刻的。
But what impressed us the most?
是他的讲台前面，这个因为高起来这么一块，他就写了一行话。我们要见耶稣。
And was on their in the front of their stage because at such a height there's a slogan says we want to see Jesus.
我非常佩服这个教会的领袖们。
I respect the leaders of that church.
虽然他们有这么多让人羡慕的设备，各种的人才，各种的 program。
Even though they are so well equipped with talents and programs.
但是他们提醒弟兄姊妹，我们来是要来见耶稣。
They constantly remind their congregation that you are here to meet Jesus.
他也提醒所有服侍主的人，你上到这个台上的时候，你要知道人来这里是要见耶稣。
Also, they are reminding those who serve that when you stand on the stage, you have to let people see Jesus.
昨天于师母也提到，你们 worship team 站在上面的穿着是要人看你呢，还是来看耶稣
？And my wife mentioned also her reminder to our worship team, and you are here to let people see you or see Jesus.
我们讲员是要人来看你呢，还是来看耶稣的
？We speakers are we here to let people see us or see Jesus?
弟兄姊妹，我们要起来一起好好的传福音。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, we need to arise and share the gospel.
要珍惜所有活出耶稣的机会。
To cherish every opportunity that we can manifest Christ.
底下的经文我就不用多说了，你们是世上的盐，是世上的光，我们都很熟。
We all know about this passage that we are the salt and the light of this world.
现代的人喜欢讲说你是金子就会发光。
And nowadays people say if you are truly gold, then you will naturally shine.
我们是世光就该发光，对不对？
We are light, so we should shine.
人点灯不是放在斗底下的。
Then you do not light a lamp and put it under a bowl.
是要放在灯台上。
Instead, you should put it on the stand.
尘也是照在山上，沉在山上是不能隐藏的。
And the city on the hill cannot be hidden.
弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters，
本来今天我们是应该在自己教会做一个全年的大结哈。
And today I should have been in my own church to end the year well.
但是当梁弟兄跟我们讲的时候，我们祷告以后决定来这边跟南加的Christian Assembly 弟兄姊妹能够见个面。
But when Brother Timothy invited me. We prayed together, and we felt that we should come here to see you.
弟兄姊妹，不管疫情发生，不管任何事情发生，不管是外面的，是你家的，是你个人的。
Doesn't matter what happened, even during pandemic, in your own self or in your home.
神在我们身上，他给我们的托付跟使命从来没有改变。
And the mission that He has entrusted with us is never changed.
不光他给我们的恩典祝福没有改变。
Not only the grace and blessing from him do not change.
基督还是内住在我们里面。
Christ dwells inside of us.
等候我们去享受他。
He is waiting for us to enjoy him.
基督还是我们的生命。
He is still our Christ.
他希望找到机会来替代我们。
And he is looking for a chance to substitute us.
让我们能够荣上加荣的改得像耶稣。
So that we can be glory from glory and be changed.
同样的，个人、家庭、教会，我们的使命也从来没改过。
And same way, individually, our home, our church, our missions remains the same.
要兴起发光，成为耶稣基督道成肉身的见证。
Is to rise up and shine, become the witnesses of Jesus Christ, who was that word became flesh.
所以不光接受基督的内住，享受基督的内住。
So not only we enjoy his indwelling,
接受基督的替代
accept his substitution,
活出基督的荣美
we also need to live out his beauty.
好，我希望这三句话常常成为我们的提醒。
And I hope these three sentences become a constant reminders to us all.
也成为一个准绳一样把我们带回来。
Also, it's like a measuring tape, always bring us back.
我觉得我们基督徒宝贵的就是有基督在我们里面。
And it is so precious to have Christ in us, Christians.
你都看过不倒翁，对不对？
You saw the things, the puppet that doesn't truly fall.
你怎么打它，它会受到震动。
And you can punch it and hit it, it will be shaken.
但是至终它会回到震动。
But eventually, it will come back to its center.
因为里面有一个不能夺去的重心在里面。
Because there is this very important weight, center with the weight.
而且有个主心轴，让我们不至于偏离，永远倒下去。
And the core is inside that will cause us to continuously stand.
而且地上的不倒翁，你每次打它，它就是那样子的摇。
And no matter how people shake us, we will just move.
而我们基督徒这个不倒翁是每一次被打完以后就摇得更小了。
And as Christians, we shake less and less as the force comes upon us.
到最后，当我们成熟的时候，我们像锡安山永不动摇。
When we reach maturity, we'll be like the mountain Zion, doesn't even shake.
因为我们把耶和华摆在我们的面前，我们便不致摇动。
Because with His presence in front of us, we'll never shake.
二三年要结束了，弟兄姊妹，我们把二三年画上句点，送进历史以前。
And before we end 2023,
我希望我们都在主的面前有真实的更新奉献。
It is my sincere wish that we can have a true and renewed resolution before the Lord.
让我们重新得力，展翅上腾。
Ask the Lord to renew our strength so that we can fly up like an eagle.
一个小小的故事做结束。
I want to end my message with a story.
有一只老鹰在天上飞飞飞，飞累了。
An eagle is flying the sky.
看到地上一个河，河上有很多的浮冰。
Saw a river with a lot of floating ice on top.
所以他就下来站在浮冰上面休息。
So he flew down and rested on one of the ice.
在那里休息的时候，看着周围的风景。
So and he was looking around, enjoying the scenery.
他对这里非常熟悉。
He knows the place very well.
他知道不久以后那边有一个瀑布。
He knew what's coming, which is a fall.
他想还早。
He thought, well, he still has time.
他继续休息。
So it continues to rest.
等到这个浮冰来到这个瀑布边缘的时候。
And once the ice float reached the edge of the waterfall.
他就是该展翅上腾的时候。
He said, it's time for me to fly.
哪里晓得当他要飞的时候，他的脚已经被冰给截住了。
Without knowing, his paws are actually stuck in the ice.At that point,
他不再有机会可以翱翔。
So he no longer had the chance to fly.
他随着冰块下去，粉身碎骨。
So he was forced to fall with the water and die.
弟兄姊妹，我们不知道哪一天我们生命会结束的。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, we don't know when our life ends.
我真的发现疫情让很多人变懒了。
And I noticed how pandemic made a lot of people very lazy.
那些就算不懒的人，里面也说不出来的少了一股动力。
And even people are not lazy, but they feel they lost the drive.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们 let go 的话
，Therefore, if we just let go,
这个世界会把我们这个人给绑住的。
The force of this world will bind us up.
我们的软弱会把我们绑住。
Our own weakness will bind us up.
所有外面的各式各样的原因可以把我们绑住。
All these external factors can bind us up.
有时候要飞的时候已经飞不动了。
So when you want to fly.By that time, you can't.
或是要飞的时候已经没有机会了。
Or you have lost the opportunity.